Welcome back to LifePoint DriveCast. My name is Corey DeCaro, and I serve as the teaching pastor at our Plain City campus. I hope you're having a great Friday. We are currently in the Always and Everywhere series, and in this series, we're looking at how God moves his mission forward through the church, and we're in the book of Acts, tracing the movement of the gospel and how it moved from Jerusalem to Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. And our big idea for the series is that we make our lives count when we make his name known. And on Sunday, we focused on Acts chapter 8, specifically Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch. And this passage of scripture is rich with lessons for us today, and one of those being Philip's obedience to God's leading, to the prompting of the Holy Spirit. Twice in this passage, we see Philip's immediate obedience to this. In Acts 8 in verse 26, it says, "Now the angel of the Lord said to Philip, 'Rise and go towards the south to the road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza.'" This is a desert place. "And he rose and went." And then in verse 29, it says, "The Spirit said to Philip, 'Go over and join this chariot.' So Philip ran to him." I love Philip's response in both scenarios. In verse 26, Philip is in Samaria experiencing great ministry success. Yet God tells him to leave and head to this desert place. I don't know about you, but I think it would have been easy for Philip to be hesitant in leaving all that was being accomplished. It would have been easy to think, "Hey God, look at everything that's taking place, right? The mission is being accomplished. Things are thriving here in Samaria." And Philip's ministry work was being blessed. It was fruitful. And on top of everything, Philip was seemingly indispensable to the work being done. It would have been easy for him to think, "Not now, not me, not there, not to a desert place." Yet it was precisely at this moment when God called him to leave the area. And Philip simply rose and went. And in verse 29, led by the Spirit, Philip is told to go over and join this chariot. And in verse 30, it says Philip ran to the Ethiopian's chariot. In both cases, Philip was sensitive to the Holy Spirit's leading, and we see Philip didn't hesitate. He responded in immediate obedience. I don't know about you, but I'm challenged by Philip. I want to be more sensitive to the Spirit's leading. I desire to respond immediately and seize the opportunities that God allows. But many times I have these moments when, "Hey, I think I should reach out to so-and-so, or I should connect with someone for coffee, or maybe I should slow down a bit, or I should do this or that with my family, or I should go help or serve over there." And if I'm honest, I miss a lot of these opportunities. I miss some potential divine appointments like Philip experienced. So what do we do? What do I do? What do you do? Well, although you and I are not likely to have angels instruct us, but we do have the guidance of the Holy Spirit directing us in our witness. But this requires walking in the Spirit and praying for God's direction. It requires staying in step with Jesus and staying connected to him. It's like James says, "Draw near to God and he will draw near to you." And the closer we are to God through his word and worship and community and prayer and a surrendered life, the more we walk in the Spirit. So interestingly enough, or divinely enough, I heard something a few weeks ago that has helped me in this area in being more obedient to the prompting of the Holy Spirit. And it's just a practical application, and I thought I could share it with you today. I heard someone say, keep a list of every time you're prompted during the day. Because during the day, chances are you'll experience, "Hey, I should reach out to that person," or "Maybe I should send them a thank you note," or "I should send an encouraging text to someone that runs across your mind," or "pray for someone," or "you feel a need to connect with someone," or "to step out of your comfort zone and talk with a certain person." Well, writing those down whenever you feel prompted can help us see that God is directing my steps, that God is divinely involved in my life, and that God may be leading me in a certain direction, and then we can actually act on that. We can maybe take a little bit of that immediate obedience that we see in Philip to respond to how the Spirit is leading or prompting us. And I think all this too helps us remember that the heart of a man plans his way, but the Lord establishes his steps, Proverbs 16:9. and that all of this can help in moving us to obedience and responding to the Holy Spirit. You see, the result for Philip was he reached this one man with the good news of Jesus. And the result for the Ethiopian man was life-changing. It was forgiveness of sins accepted by God and eternity with Jesus. I wonder how God wants to use you and I in the days ahead. Who does he want you to reach? Where is he prompting you to step out and be used by him? It just may change someone's life. It may change their eternity. And it will continue to show us that we make our lives count as we make his name known. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, may we draw close to you. May we delight in you and the truth of your word. Father, help us to walk in the Spirit. Help us to be sensitive to your promptings. Move us to immediate obedience. Let us see the joy of joining in your mission and your activity. And may you use us to reach those who need you. May we be the hands and feet of Jesus. It's in his name that we pray. Amen.